get on the same page. You know what I mean? And it's that simple.
It wasn't like a throwish, or just it was you and Joe maybe more than anything.
Yeah, it's all us two. You know, it's no one else to blame. You know, the offensive line's protecting, and it's on us two to go get it done.
And I know, obviously, difficult moving on from Cam, obviously, 13 games into the season now. But how much are you looking forward to at the same time? Just seeing what Jim can do, what he brings to the table, and just how much the offense can change.
I mean, just I'm not expecting a drastic change. So, I mean, it's literally just the same guy calling the plays. I mean, a different guy calling the plays, you know. So, yeah, I don't know. I can't. There's only but so much you can do because it's, you know, it just happened. And it's not like it happened before the season. It just happened recently, so. You know, it's on us to make it the best move. Obviously, our coaches and our staff felt like it needed to be done, so it's on us to make the most of it.
And I know Jim's obviously worked a lot with Joe throughout the course of this year. What's your relationship like with him?
We work, all of our offensive coaches, we're all together, we all meet all the time. And, you know, I think he's a great coach. He's very smart, he knows the game well, and we're looking forward to see what he can do.
What was his message to the team this week?
I don't know, he just kind of just took more control. You know, he definitely challenged us to step it up a little more and, you know, execute a little more, communicate a little more. And really the message was just do everything just that much more so we can become a better team.
In a calm way, or was he more of a rock?
No, he's not a cheerleading guy. You can tell by talking to him. You know, he just kind of goes about his business, which, you know, fits in perfectly with us. Because if you look at our offense, there's no rah-rah guys in there. You know, it's more so go out there and get the job done.
Thanks, George.